Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I was a boring dentist who had a boring life and boring friends, but I don't. I'm not. I'm actually part of this weird world.
Yo, what's good, what's good? You know exactly who it is. It's me, nigga. What's going on, Mr. Boy Beans? Trying to see if I can get my man Fat Mac on the phone. Trying to get this nigga on. Yo, Fat Mac, you there? Shit. No, his deal is. Anyway. That shit. We got a bunch of shit to talk about, man. There's a bunch of fucking battles that dropped. God. Let's see. We got the Don't Flop USA joints we might talk about. You know I got to do it for my man, Bazir. You know I got the ball raiser. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sound like Smack right now. You know I got to get the ball raiser, man. I got to get his battles in. Him versus Zigzag versus Kush Club. Zigzag versus Yachty. That shit was, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anyway, ball raisers, what's up? We got to hit some new era. He'll be calling in soon. Talk about these 2v2s and shit right now. See if I can get this man on.
God damn it. Can you hear me now?
The fuck are you? Yeah, nigga, the fuck are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you been on, motherfucker.
My bad, nigga.
You special aid, retard, bus, elbow, knee pad, helmet, mouth guard wearing, back of the seat, no seat belt having ass, because you ride around with a fucking bucket top ass, nigga. Fuck is you just...
Just a grip head ass, mouth, just fuck out of here. Stupid little bitch.
Flame your fat Vienna sausage finger having ass up. What's up, man?
Hey, bitch, they hear South Farm sausages, nigga. Fuck out of here.
What you got going on, man? Hey, so what you trying to jump into first, man? Before we get hit for a little bit, what you trying to jump into first?
Shit, I guess we can start off with Official and Jazz, the official release. That shit just dropped earlier today. Did you ever catch that one?
We definitely caught it. Yeah, for the people that didn't support the bootlegs, y'all niggas is just getting that shit. That battle's fire.
I definitely seen holier than thou ass niggas. I swear to God, I saw one nigga around here snitching on niggas who posted the shit, bro.
It's a cult. The cult. You know what I'm saying? That's cult. We're on it. But, that shit was hard, man. Like I said, I seen it the first time around, so that shit was crazy. Like, it just looked real. It looked real bad for Jazz.
Yeah, my nigga. And that was sad. It was the battle of the fucking night too, if you ask me.
God,
she beat the dog.
Hey, echoing that, never.
Right.
Am I echoing?
I don't think so, not that I know of.
I bet. But yeah, she beat the dog shit out of Jazz, bro. Like, that shit was bad, huh? That shit was,
bro,
not
I'm
even
watching,
like...
I'm watching this shit. I hear one of Jazz bars, she's like, you know, the only debate is, you know, whether I beat you 2-1 or 3-0. By the end of Official second round, my nigga, I'm like, Jazz, like, that's Official round. Like, Official's supposed to say that shit. That's what it was. Like, you know, she beat him 2-1, but you know, you could debate 3-0.
You said that ain't what happened.
Nah.
She lied.
She pulled the clutch. Psych out loud, nigga.
It's like I got bodied, nigga.
She didn't get bodied, but she just fucking lost. Like, she would have beat any other Mother Queen of the Rings girls with that shit.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah. Yo.
Yeah?
I mean, you think she was beating Tori with that?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, Tori would have outperformed her, but, like, her bars ain't up to par with Jazz's bars. So, you know, Jazz probably still could have, like, it wouldn't have probably been as clear. Like, she probably would have edged her, but she probably still would have won. Like, Official, though, like, Official bars is already up there. Then her performers up there, too. So, you know, like, her bars, like, even out with Jazz, but then her performance overshadows Jazz. So, it's like, just a bad look all around.
He had some shit, like, I don't know, like we were saying, you know what I'm saying, when we first did the pay-per-view recap of it, like, it just, niggas was sitting there, and I guess people that didn't know Jazz like that kind of had, not Jazz, they didn't know Official like that, kind of was just like, nah, I don't know, Jazz going to kill, Jazz going to kill. But niggas that knew, like, Official and shit, niggas is like, yo, this could be a good ass fucking battle. Not saying the battle was terrible, because, like you said, it was battle of the night, definitely. But
yeah.
It was just like, damn, Official, like, shit.
Yeah, it was a landslide, like, word to Calico. Like, it was clear. Like, I don't see why. No niggas, only niggas who could possibly debate that shit, like, Jazz Dick Rodgers, because, like, she fucking lost. Like, no debating.
You was gonna say, come on, some good old water. You was definitely gonna say Queen Flip, trying to get us some high point.
Fuck out of here. But my favorite part of Jazz out of all the shit she said though was her third round going to Devo them like, bah, nigga. It's like it kind of lends some credibility to that because like. That she not the first person who said Devo never been up some shady shit though, so
yeah. True.
So well she killed us. She said he worked for the nigga that worked for the nigga that worked for the bitch for making the bag. I was like, oh. Cause
yeah,
I used to watch Making the Bag, nigga, so
yeah, Babs is another yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
So,
yeah, but like, even like in the first round, though, like you knew the battle was over. Like as soon as Jet, like Official said, like pop a gun, you too scared to pop your chair. It was a wrap from there on. And that was just that was like our first four bars.
Yeah, that's fucking that was just a casket closer, nigga. Goddamn, what you know about this fucking this NHB Queen of the Ring card?
Oh shit! I think they just dropped that one, the thing for that one today. Let me see. I got it.
Ooh.
I know up top is 40 bars and Bonnie Godiva versus DNA and K-Sine. These niggas on their bullshit with the damn 2-on-2s, man.
Who? Wait. Run. Hold on. Run the card. Let's run that card down. Run me the names off of this card, bro. I gotta hear this shit. We gonna get into that. That sounds like that's gonna be terrible. We gonna get into that shit.
Couture versus Tori Doe, E-Heart versus C3, Dawn Lady versus KCJ, and Shuni the Rapper versus Mulatto Black, and then 40 Bars and Bonnie Godiva versus DNA and K-Shine.
Oh, my God.
Before we start on this, I hope this shit did not be like the last NHB card. That shit, but when they dropped that shit first, you're like, all right, shit, this the Queen of the Ring, Summer Madness right here. All of them battles was like, nah, son. The best one off of that one was, like, for actual battles, I'll say Couture and Official, because that shit was a fight. That shit was debatable. Jazz body the fuck out of 40. Tori clearly beat the shit out of C3. I didn't even finish QB and fucking Fair. I couldn't even finish that shit. I never watched Bonnie versus Misfit. Gaddis or E-Heart. Like, no, my nigga. I didn't watch none of them shits.
But why, though? I think Shuni's gonna get her ass kicked by Mulatto. Mulatto is going to kick her fucking ass. You see Mulatto versus C3? Ugh!
I saw that one. That was a good one, surprisingly. Like, that was my first time watching Mulatto Black. I'm like, all right. When I saw her, I'm like, all right, Mulatto Black. I'm thinking, like, all right, shit, she a dark-skinned chick. I mean, that is, like, light-skinned-ass bitch. I'm like, okay. She did a thing, though.
That shit, boy. Like, shit, my nigga. Fucking, but like that E-Hawk versus C3, like the same. I'm kind of, I don't know, like. Shuni not
C3.
No, no, what I'm saying is Shuni not C3. So, like, her versus Mulatto, better than her versus Mulatto Black, I don't know.
I'll call it Mulatto Black 3-0, and I've only watched one of her battles. Shuni, I like her style. She aggressive as shit, and she might have a few punchlines, but other than that, like, there's, like, really no bars, if you ask me. Like, she fucked around and got bodied by Bonnie.
Nigga, what the fuck? That's wrong as hell. Like, I don't know, bro. I think, I ain't going to say 3-0. I'm going to get out on maybe a 2-1. Maybe a 2-1.
Fuck that. Like, you know, now you think about, I'll say 2-1. Because Shuni ain't been battling a while, so she might be sitting on some shit.
Shuni might, she just might be sitting on something. But C3 vs. E-Hawk going to be fire. That's going to be
really?
Fire.
I don't see what the big hype is about E-Hawk, man.
Because she one of them real rap motherfuckers. It's like a skinny Suge that's a female.
Well, Suge, even though Suge been on his shit lately, I don't really. I'm not a Suge hater.
E-Hawk,
man, all the shit I've seen from E-Hawk was her versus fucking Hustle. And I only watch this shit because it's Hustle.
Oh, you the fucking hater, nigga. Yeah, but that's going to be a dope-ass fucking battle. Couture versus Tory's going to be fire. I think
yeah,
Tory's going to go. Tory, God. Tory's going to go.
She coming in, she had versus C3. It's over.
Like the remote, what was it? Like the remote was not working or something? Oh, my God.
Yes, nigga.
Oh, my God.
That was like probably like second or third bar of the fucking night, if you ask me.
Bar of the night. That was top few of one of the bars. Oh, speaking of Shuni, Shuni, stop ducking fucking Jada Ray, nigga. Ball raises, nigga. What? Stop ducking.
And then this nigga got a
stop ducking. Anyway.
She better grab. I'm going to keep my mouth closed, dog. I'm going to shut the fuck up, man.
Hey, look. I'm just saying, nigga. You know how that went last show. Fucking, DNA case versus Bonnie and 40 Bars.
Nah, I'm all right with the DNA and Shine shit, because they've been on that shit, but fucking Bonnie and 40, that's going to be, like, weird. It's like an odd, like, team.
I'm about to say, they're not even saying Bonnie.
Fuck no.
Bonnie is YCG.
Yeah, and then Bonnie 40 is Writer's Block. But, and, like, I saw they battle. It wasn't as bad as people say it is. And, like, people say 40 Bonnie, but Bonnie has some shit. They just wasn't fucking with her in the building, so. But she lost though. But they styles is like they different. Like I don't see how they could team up.
But I mean, Bonnie versus TLS was dope.
I never watched that one. I didn't watch it. So I knew it was like a one-off like freestyle shit. So.
Man, that shit wasn't no freestyle shit. That was shit Bonnie had in the chamber for
Official?
Yeah, that's what that was. You could tell that's what that was.
I didn't watch it, but that's what I assumed it was. You know, they were supposed to battle like 3 or 4 fucking times, and the shit never happened. So, like, I'd recycle the fuck out of that shit, too. Like, all right, bitch, I ain't spit these bars. Like, all right, fuck them.
Yeah, it did. I mean, yeah, I get it, yeah. It's like, it was kind of set up, though. But TNS held the ground. I like TNS.
Yeah. And KZJ and fucking Don Lady. Don Lady's trash to me. Casey J, I keep getting her mixed up with fucking Taylor J. Tying all these fucking J's. Getting their ass mixed up. Yeah, but that was pretty much that one. Shit, what else we got? Fucking Don't Fly been killing it lately, nigga.
Yo, shout out the fucking Don't Fly, my nigga, for coming over here and putting niggas the fuck on, bro. Dead ass.
Facts. We can hop off with the DC car. Fucking Wolfpack Colgan's on that bit.
Turn up. Shout out to fucking Colgan.
He on day two. He's battling DC. He's battling fucking, what is this nigga, Deuce DeCapo?
Deuce DeCapo. Yeah. Like I said, these are all new guys. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure niggas ain't seen, you know, everybody and certain niggas and stuff like that. So, I can't sit there and say anything about Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I call him Deuce. About Zeus. You know, I can really say much about him. I don't know him.
I don't know him either.
I heard Koga Round. Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, buddy. Koga,
my nigga,
yeah.
Don't do that shit, dope boy, dog. You sound like the Pillsbury dope boy, dog. Cut that shit out.
Hey, nigga. You look like the Pillsbury dope boy, nigga.
God damn it. I saw that shit coming. I said, he gonna flip this shit. Watch.
Set it up. What up? I definitely got I got Koga Round. I think all these are like one round joints, I think.
Really? All right.
I think they're all like one round, 5 minutes, I think, all of them.
Well, speaking of Koga, we got his clone, Trey Authentic, versus the nigga that named himself at the T Top CD, Bear Witness.
Check a friend for his Reggie Loud. This nigga's name is Reggie Loud. What is Reggie other than Loud?
Nigga, that's an oxymoron, nigga. That shit don't go together. You can't have Reggie and Loud.
Fred, listen. Fred is my other bar. Fred is another bar raiser brother of mine. Fred, check a friend is going to kick his ass. Man, look. Reginald Loud, if you ask me to get your ass kicked, you want niggas to kick your fucking ass for that fucking name. You asking for that. I ain't trying to be biased. I'm just saying your name is stupid. That's it. And that's
what we've had this discussion before, dog. Where the fuck do these niggas be coming up with this shit, bro?
That might
fucking
be his real name. I'm going to tone that. Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we not even going to go there with that. So, Reggie Loud, like, I don't know. I say I'm giving Fred the win on that one. You know what I'm saying? Not to be not high as shit, but I've never heard Reggie Loud, and your name just got you the loss. So,
all right.
Rezo Brown versus Pop. I've seen a few Rezo Brown battles. That's my man Ice. That's one of his homeboys. Let's see. I don't know nobody else other than J-Moore Apex. J-Moore is fire. You ain't never seen J-Moore? You gotta watch J-Moore. J-Moore did Billy Balls bad. I'm talking about everybody do Balls bad, but he did Billy Balls fucking terrible. He wrote for Billy Balls like he was writing for Lux. He did him terrible. J-Moore is fire. As far as everybody else on the card, though, these niggas, I don't know.
No
chance,
I just don't know these niggas.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
I think that's day two, though.
Who?
I think that's day two. I think it's like a two-day event. There's no way possible they get all these damn battles.
What's the other card? Like, who else is on that? That's Hazy.
The main card is Hazy versus Hazy Wiggs versus K Man Brown.
Who the hell is K Man Brown?
Fuck if I know, but he loses automatic two off of his fucking name.
I ain't gonna say that, nigga. He said he just stood off the that stupid ass name.
If you got a bullshit ass name, my nigga, you losing our top.
Did you asking for that dog? That fucking that L you about to take.
Facts, my nigga. With K-Shine versus Dose.
K-Shine
for the niggas who don't know,
Dose?
The nigga who got knocked out by math.
The nigga said, "Yo, get the fuck out of my face, son." He said,
What? Boom!
He said, "What's up?"
Boom!
Anyway,
that nigga hit his ass.
Jay Dose
hit that nigga with a
Superman
punch, huh?
Jay Dose shit ain't been that bad lately. Jay Dose been all right. Right.
Really? He got bodies by a lot, didn't he? And
he
got bulky.
Yeah, but the thing is, he ain't super good, but he's not like he ain't fucking
trash.
Super terrible either. Yeah,
nah,
he, you know.
That first round, he had first math, and the rematch was dope.
But with all that said, K-Shine is going to fucking kill him.
Facts. He's going to fuck up.
That nigga's dead.
Yeah,
DNA versus Rosenberg. I don't know what niggas is thinking with these matchups, though. DNA versus Rosenberg? What the fuck? DNA versus Rosenberg.
I got DNA off top. I don't fuck with Rosenberg.
As much as niggas hate Rosenberg, I'm about to say, as much as niggas hate DNA, and as much as niggas don't like Rosenberg.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, DNA is going to win this one. Niggas, and watch niggas that don't like DNA say, man, Rosenberg got that one, bro.
Okay. Like, nah, niggas. Like, y'all really hate DNA that much, but prefer Rosenberg over DNA.
Because y'all don't like this man that much. Exactly. Like, I like DNA. Like, I don't hate DNA. I've been upset with his ain't upset, but I've been kind of bothered by his last few single performances, but his 2-on-2 shit, he got good chemistry with K-Shine. That shit crazy. But, like, trying to figure out how he can incorporate that shit with, you know, incorporate that shit in his single matches, his one-on-one. A-Class versus Excel. I got Excel.
I don't know
with
who
it.
A-Class is, but
you don't know
A-Class Excel
is?
Dope. Nah. But
he does better automatic grade.
I don't watch that nigga either, but fuck. Except nice. But he been like it's been a bad year for Team Army, so he be getting his ass mollywhopped around here.
I ain't gonna say for Team Army in general. He just battled Peanut,
getting their ass beat.
Young L just did a dope ass battle with Show Off.
He did, but he fucking lost. Fuck that, nigga. He lost. It was hard to judge, but he lost. Fucking Swave lost to Show Off. And fucking. Anybody else been doing shit?
You said Show Off is just killing these Team Army niggas, is what you're saying.
He's catching homies on Team Army.
You said Cortez next.
You know what Cortez is? Team Army. Niggas don't know that, though.
He might not even take Cortez. Is Cortez still Team Army?
He said, like, you know, like, technically he is, but, you know, he fuck with NYB more, I should say. So
last time you heard a nigga say NYB, though. Anybody. Last time you heard anybody say that shit. I know they're still around. I mean, they probably still fuck with each other, but they don't be shouting that shit out. Fuck that nigga. Wolfpack ball raisers. Nigga, every battle, nigga. Wolfpack ball raisers. I'm saying that shit every battle, nigga.
They've been fucking, like, doing music and shit. Like, that's what it is. So, what's next?
I remember Troy Brown. I'm not too big on Troy Brown. I know him.
Big on Mary City, but he. I think what it was him versus Boom in the choir room, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how to judge that one. Like, I listen to both of them, and I don't listen to them enough. Maybe I should. Lotta Day versus Lotta Day. Shazay versus Zero Money.
What? Did he battle him on Robbie E?
Who's Zero Money? They already battled?
I don't know. I know he battled somebody on the Blood, Sweat, and Tears card. I can't remember. I don't know who it was.
I doubt it was Zero. I don't know who it was. They got to come back and smack a nigga the fuck around times 10.
Facts. After that body, he hopping out of? After that body bag, he hopping out of?
Yeah, he got to smack the fuck out of this nigga.
Change of work his ass.
Impact versus Cleo. I don't know who the fuck they are, obviously, because they're British. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's Impact Cleo versus Uno Lavos and JR Slander. It's a 2-on-2.
I'm going to say this shit right now, nigga. What the fuck was he doing versus Tone Montana? What the fuck was that?
Oh, I forgot to watch that one.
My nigga, you'll watch that shit and be like, why did you go back to being that Uno, nigga? He went back to being the Uno we all used to know, nigga. Not the Uno that's been on Smack. He went, it's not even close.
The Uno that like, does like, I'll stick my dick in your mom's like fucking caramel frappuccino type shit.
Not that thing is that one, but like the freestyling and not hitting and being kind of like dry. And he wasn't trying to do the your mom's joke. He wasn't acting drunk. He was just kind of dry, bro. Like, I don't know. He wasn't the same performance he was doing for Smack. I mean, J.R. Slander, I have no idea who the fuck he is, but Uno, you better understand this. These British niggas come and fuck you up. All that shit you did on Smack was pointless. You like QP, nigga. You got potential, but you fucking it up.
Oh, shit. Oh. Speaking of QP, that nigga jams with the fuck in, O'Clean.
Oh, my God.
Jams. The Fat Cortez.
Jim, wow, man, listen, Jim is that fuck with Jim. Jim tell the fucking truth, nigga. Jim is saying you was a dirty nigga.
Clean looking dirty as fuck, too. Well, that's another hard keyboard. How's clean looking Jim, dirty?
Jim's just fucking white skin, nigga. Jim ain't light skin, he's a white skin. That nigga's a fat, greasy looking nigga. He look like him. Fucking rob you for your Big Mac in the middle of the day, like dead. He was like a grimy motherfucker. Now, he ain't gonna front on his fly. That nigga be flying on front on his front, but he just look like he'll do some grimy shit to you. Like he'll steal your shorts. Like you get the shit right down to the end, he'll snatch that bitch out your mouth.
Dead ass.
Hazy gonna smoke. We know Hazy gonna smoke. Shout out to the Wolf. Hazy gonna smoke. You know what I'm saying? Wolfpack all day. E-Farrell gonna smoke.
I don't know the rest of the nigga, but I've heard of Dub Defeat now. I've just never watched any of his shit.
Who, Dub? You never watched Dub?
I don't know him. I've heard of him, but I've never watched any of his shit, though.
Dub Straight? I don't know who the fuck C-Dollars is. Hey, hold on, guys. Let me get this man on in here right quick. Let me get this guy in here, yo. He doing a lot of shit talking on that Spit That Heat page right now to my ball raiser nigga Z. Yo, Hitch, what's goody, boy?
What's popping, homie? What's popping, nigga? Fuck them ball raisers, nigga. It's new era.
Y'all
don't know what it is, nigga. We making noise this year.
I see you.
I'm telling you, zigzag ugly ass. How the fuck that nigga in a 21-year-old body but look 60? That nigga the only nigga I know look like that.
You talking about that?
He came on the radio show, yo, my man. That's fucked up, man.
Yo, that nigga Zigzag look mad ugly. I'm telling you, like, that nigga getting Social Security, 401k, all that shit at 21. That nigga amazing.
21.
Damn. Hey, you got to chill on Zig, bro. God damn.
I'm telling you, dog. Hey, have you ever watched a Zig Zag battle? That nigga rap like he's struggling for real. That's why niggas like him. Like, every time that nigga spit a voice, you be like, yo, nigga, I'm about to drop $5 in this nigga pocket. Like, this nigga struggling.
Hey, man. Hey. Like my man style and fire, you know, it's different.
This nigga Zag, dog. I'm gonna smoke that nigga boots, man. We ain't with that shit, man.
Did you see Zag versus Kush Cloud in Trap House?
Nah, I ain't watched that, man. I seen him live against my man Kush, and then I just seen him against dudes from Florida. From the past event.
Yeah, you for that. How did that go?
Man, yo, that shit crazy. Like, I seen only that was my second time seeing Deuce, cause Deuce battled Automatic Ray, fuck Ray up, and then I just see the nigga live. See, it's one thing to see some shit on YouTube, then you see them niggas really live. Like, them they put on. Like, that was probably the after the B Magic and the Trez battle. Probably the second best battle. Yeah, like they really went back and forth.
As a matter of fact, Hitch, you want to do me a favor, guy? Why you on? You know what I'm saying? You represent Spit That Heat right now. We seen the trailer. The trailer was fucking fire. But if you can,
that shit was a movie, nigga.
What happened?
What's that?
No, I'm saying if you can't give it, we all seen the trailer. The trailer was fucking flame. Like that, it, niggas be like, oh, the fucking intros are too long for the battles and all the other shit. Fuck that. That trailer was like 30 minutes. That shit was 30 minutes of pure fire. That shit had more bars in it than some of the smack battles. But what I'm saying is, go ahead and give a
the
recap.
The shade is real.
Like, if you can give a recap of, you know, saying the battles that was on that trailer, if you can. You was there for all of them?
Not really. You know what I mean? Like, if you have been to a Spit That Heat event, you know, nigga be on real nigga time in that bit. So some battles you gonna be outside on, man. Like, just to keep that shit 100. You know what I mean? But so I ain't really catch all of them. So a lot of this shit I'm just going by, you know what I'm saying, and hearing it. And my team really unbiased, so I go by what they say. You know what I mean? They said, but I be waiting for like the fans do. You know what I mean? If I ain't catch it physically.
Yeah.
But like the battles I heard that they really was going crazy off of was definitely the B Magic Trez, the Deuce and the Zig, the TGO and the nigga from Nashville, Tennessee Skates. They say they had a one rounder, and if you seen the little clip from TGO, he did that this 40 oh, but that shit beautiful. It's knee long. I shoot it, tuck it in my pants, drag my knee along. That shit was crazy, like, and the way he drug his knee, the shit was just crazy with the performance, because it was first time TGO been back since, you know, the little great departure that they had, little minor setback, but he back, he doing his thing. So they had a one rounder. A lot of them saying TGO, but, you know, TGO is Spit That Heat favorite. But my team, they call that shit debatable. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm really going to say that shit really debatable. It's a good one round. Good look for the nigga Skates. It was his first time on Spit That Heat.
TGO looks like a Lloyd Banks that moved down south, bro.
Who, me?
TGO.
Oh, TGO?
He do like Lloyd Banks that moved down south.
Yo, that, I don't know, man. TGO like a light-skinned David Ruffin. That nigga just think he supposed to hit the stage and light this motherfucker up or something. that nigga killed me. Like, yo, you ever talk to him off the stage, he just laid back, cool. Then he get in there and he just bark at you like, nigga, you bipolar, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Yo, like, you wilded on TGO, my nigga. Fuck
that. Them niggas know hits, man. I don't give a fuck, man. I am who I am, man.
Right. When I first seen TGO, I ain't gonna front. Like, I wasn't too big on him. I'm still not too big on him. So it's like, when I seen the deal, I kind of wanted to listen to him more. Like, I was like, okay, this is hard. The last thing I heard from him was that, like, that I really was like, all right, it made me kind of go, you know what, TGO, I'm not sure about you, but this trailer kind of, like, you know, it did what it was supposed to do. It made me want to listen to him, so.
What was the last battle you seen? Him against Dre Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was a
battle. Shit.
Yeah, Dre Dennis fucked him up. Like, that was a 30-0, man. And we were sleep on Dre Dennis. We never even seen Dre before then, like a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? We don't follow a lot of leagues, just like a lot of leagues don't follow us. It's a million leagues, man. So unless a cat really points you in another battle rapper direction, you ain't really looking for him. Like, half the cats just probably listening, it's like, who the fuck is Hits? You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, he the first dude to battle Trez. They'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be like that. But Dre Dennis was crazy nice, and he fucked him up.
The last and only TGO battle I saw was, fucking him versus H.A. Double?
Yeah.
That was the last one I saw. That was the last and only.
Oh, man, well, a good battle to see him is TGO versus Riggs, man. They went back and forth. That was a great battle from TGO.
Riggs,
definitely start naming his opponent.
Yeah,
he's solid. I liked him. I definitely fuck with him. What's crazy is the whole bar raiser, they kind of got this like little war with my crew, New Era. So it's like every time we see them niggas, we talking shit to them. But Dot Cole, him and Zigzag, I definitely fuck with both of them.
Yeah, man. Look, I'm telling you. Y'all got, I'm need me a New Era nigga. You keep going like this, I'm need you one. I'm a ball racer that's on the come up, nigga. But I'm just saying.
we just got a new recruit, man. We got Suavitar Jack. He ready to bite a nigga head off.
Well, yeah, I seen Suavitar, by the way. I seen him for Genocide too. Genocide put a whooping on him.
Yo, see, that's what I'm talking about. You gave that to Genocide?
I gave that one to Genocide. The Suavitar I seen before, who did he battle before, Jane?
He battled Kush Kirk.
Yeah. I gave Kush that. Kush seemed like he went a little light on that one, too, but that's my man, too. I fuck with Kush Kirk. That nigga's a funny nigga, too. But,
Word.
I think Jen beat him, in my opinion. I feel like Jen beat him watching that.
Jen just have, to me, Jen have universal bars. Like, I feel like a battle rap, if you want to go back to the essence of it, is what's all about destroying the person in front of you. Like, don't spit no shit you could spit to me for anybody. I want to hear how you don't like me, nigga. Talk about these dirty ass shoes I got on, nigga. Talk about that gap. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to go in on a nigga. Like, when I battled Alias, like, I did research on this nigga. Like, I went to freestyling in my second. I started talking about the bicycle chain he had on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit I'm going for. Like, I can't, if you don't show up for our battle, I can't battle, homie, because my battle, this shit was catered for you, my nigga. It ain't meant for him. And that's what battle rap is to me.
It's supposed to be like that. I don't like just general ass ball. Like, you know, they cool and all, but, like, my nigga, like, nah.
Word.
Like,
word. That shit can't be meant for everybody, dog. Go at this man. Go bark at him. Bark at him, man. You don't like him.
Yeah, so I had to take a few shots at niggas or even, like, wait till the end of the round. But, like, nah, the majority of your shit can't be directed at another nigga. Like, prime example is Clips going at fucking Cortez and D. Chambers and them in his second verse, Hollow. Like, my nigga, Hollow in front of you. Like, go at this nigga.
Fact. So,
yeah.
Fact.
See, now
and that
you
battle
say that,
was
you
ass
long.
I see. Now that you're saying that, you're going to make me go back and watch it again just for the fact that you said that hits. Now we're going to bullshit with you. I ain't even pay attention to it like that. Like I was I was watching it from a fan standpoint. You're right. I mean, that, yeah, okay. I'm definitely going to go back and watch that shit. Because that's how I kind of feel about it, too.
I watched it three times because at first, you know what I'm saying, Genocide's so cocky in the way he talk in a group. You know what I mean? It'd be hard not to put that into a battle rap. So I watched the battle three times. I was like, I can't give him the win. This man was battling Genocide. Genocide was battling everybody else. Like, that shit could have been for anybody. And that's the way he writes. Like, against PG Skillet, I gave Genocide the win because he just had too much for PG Skillet. But against Swavatar, it just wasn't hitting hard like that to me.
What you got coming up, Ace? What was your last joint for the people that don't really know you like that? What's your last joint?
Oh man, my last battle that dropped on Spit That Heat main page was against Alias from Crown of the South. You know, so I fucked him up.
Was that the battle where you did the what the fuck did you say? Something about the bouncing ball joint?
Oh, yeah. My niggas ready to bounce on Word like a sing-along. Yeah, that was that shit.
Okay.
And then I battled the day before Trez and B-Magic on Set the Bar Card. I battled Gorilla G. He's actually a part of our crew, New Era. I battled him.
Gorilla?
We had Battle of the Night. Yeah, Gorilla G.
I fuck with Gorilla, big giant nigga. Two giants in the ring going at it, huh?
Yeah, man. We look like fucking, look like two big apes in that motherfucker going at it too, man. That shit was crazy. Because, you know what I'm saying, I got nothing but love for my nigga, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Let's get this motherfucker here in.
Who that?
Yeah, this you know exactly who it is. Yo, what up, man? Chevy.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Chevy. What's popping, y'all? It's been a while.
What's good, Chevy?
It's a token,
yo,
a token white.
What happened to Wolfpack Radio? How the fuck we get to talking about bum-ass TGO and shit like that, son? Like, you talking about the most average beige light-skinned cat in the world. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? And you want to talk about Genocide spitting universal bars. Like, let's get something straight. If the bars are better than the other cat's bars, shit else don't matter.
I mean, but at the same time,
it's general bars are like they straight, but like you know, it's a prep. It's like preference. Like you know, you would prefer like them to go at the person standing in front of. That's like you.
Yeah, sometimes
like,
the person ain't worth the bars that they standing in front of, though.
Well, why the fuck did you take the battle then?
Because money always wins.
Nah, that's the problem. That's what fucked up the sport. Money, my nigga.
Yo, you right. That is what fucked up the sport. But you put some money in my PayPal, I will battle bumfuck Joe and give him general bar after general bar and walk away with some bread in my pocket and a free W.
You talking about TGO. Do you know TGO beat Genocide, homie?
I haven't seen TGO and Genocide. The only joints I've seen from TGO is the Riggs joint, the Hot Double joint, and the Dre Dennis joint. I feel like we lost all three of them.
TGO kicked Genocide ass. You could go on the page and look. It's a one-rounder. He kicked his ass rooftop battle. Fucked him up.
What is
that? I believe it. Everybody had one good performance a year.
Damn.
Touched it, man.
This nigga.
But yeah,
ain't
man, like,
savvy,
nah, I fuck with him. So I suck it. I've seen hits since he battled Trez. Fucking hits, got some shit, man.
Yo,
I know he's not a nigga talking about this shit. Everybody bring that shit. Go ahead, hit. Tell me peace, bro.
Yo, I appreciate that shit, bro. That was my first battle ever in my life. Word is bud. Like, I never battled before. Like, if that battle, if I could get a rematch with Trez, that shit would be different. You know what I'm saying? Trez going to another level, and the shit wouldn't be respected now, but I'm pushing it later on down the year, maybe even next year, man. He going to give me my rematch. I fuck Trez up. I tell him this all the time.
It ain't even like you got completely drug in the battle, neither. Like, you had your own shit yourself, but Trez was just coming with some new shit people ain't seen in a while, so they was fucking with it heavy.
You know
I couldn't tell it was you on the radio, though, because your voice be changing so much in a battle, you can't even
hear.
Yeah.
Your
voice
like,
be getting high as fuck in a battle.
Yeah,
I was like, is this hits on the radio? I was waiting for that shit to crack or him fucking nut up on beans talking some shit about Zigzag or whatnot.
But
we pass that. How you get 401k at 21? That shit had me dying.
Man. Fucking hits, my nigga. Hits.
What's up, homie?
You did Jag so fucking dirty, my nigga. How you gonna step in the middle? Tell niggas ain't no fucking on the camera. What in the fuck was that about, God?
That was a battle when they cut the camera off?
That's hit. The nigga that stepped in the middle and was like, there will be no fucking on the camera. That's hit, nigga.
I ain't watch that shit, bro.
You wild. You gotta see that shit. That shit funny.
This shit was so funny because understand, like, we was dojoing outside. That's what we call when we sparring, getting our bars off. We were just dojoing. I wasn't on the car, so I was out there drinking Crown Royal Apple. I'm listening to this nigga bars, and I never heard that. And I never heard that shit. So I'm like, okay. So when he go to battling Kush Kurt, and I hear this nigga say, I'll fuck this nigga on stage, I was like, hold up.
That's some shit you keep out of the sparring session and the battle. If you ain't going to put that in the sparring session, don't ever put that shit in your fucking battle, son.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
so he's
shit like that. Chevy, that's what I'm talking about, dog. I felt violated, too. You feel me? Because I'm like, hold up, nigga. Because niggas going to ask you who you dojo with. You going to drop my name. So they going to be
like, so they going to be like,
you
think you okay? This shit?
Yeah. So they going to be like, yo, he let you slide. He's let you slide with that booty shit. So I'm like, yo, I'm trying to tell this nigga, like, yo, there'll be no fucking on cam, dog. You need to let that shit alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you got going on? It's bad enough, nigga, you want overalls to the battle. Nigga, where you find a pair of overalls?
That's 15 years, bro. That's
man. I'm a serious motherfucker in battle rap. You ain't seeing me in no overalls up on stage.
Oh,
you got the whole life fucked up, son.
I think he made them shits, bro. How'd you find them shits, yo?
He got North Carolina looking bad.
Denim jackets up to make him some fucking overalls. Man, a lot of
you guys want to put on a pair of Jordans. Like, where the fuck you getting Jordans?
Fresh ass Jordans, too.
That nigga found the grown man. Nigga found the grown man Oshkosh Bagage store. Fuck out of here.
Stopped at the Amish checkpoint before his battle and shit.
I'm not fucking with y'all, man.
Like a big-ass baby on stage.
And if you ever talk to Jag, you'll realize that nigga's not rap tight, yo. Like, this nigga really throw the fuck out because he ain't see nothing wrong with that shit. And Jazz was like, y'all, you know, let me get my shit off. You was like, nigga, that's the problem. You was trying to get too much shit off. Nigga.
Oh, man. Yeah. What you got coming up here? You got anything coming up?
Man, look, September post is going to be Spit That Heat next big card. It's going to be another 2-day event. And I'll go ahead and leak out my opponent, man. My opponent is Quest McCody. So, you know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be. That's going to be.
I'm going to call it right now. That's a body. Quest McCody is trash to me, son. I don't give a fuck.
Have you seen Quest McCody versus Daylight?
Yeah, everything stopped once you watch Quest McCody versus Daylight. Like, that shit different.
Yeah. Like, that's not the same Quest from a while back. That's not the same Quest from a while back, bro.
Yeah,
he sounded like Cassidy. Like an old nigga that used to battle that come back and try to pick the shit
Mac,
up again.
You can't
that
say what
terrible.
Nobody sound like when it sound like you got a cheeseburger inhaler. Get the fuck out of here, kid.
This nigga.
Nigga! I know your ass ain't talking, my nigga. You sure you got a basketball stuck in your nose, my nigga?
Man, fuck out of here. Listen, Chris McConey is fire. I want to see what he's going to do with Quest. Like, that's, I want to see this shit. Now I'm interested. Like, I want to
drop
see what he's going to do.
I'm calling it now.
Yo, the
he
shit
said,
one round, it's 1 round, 5 minutes, man. Like, I don't think he prepared. Like, I'm working out. I'm over here doing push-ups and shit trying to get my wind up. Like, I'm finna bark on this man for 5 minutes. He got to understand, like, you coming into the jungle, man. Spit that heat into that jungle, man. So if you ain't never touched our stage, you don't understand what this shit be like. You feel the intensity in that room from the minute you get it. We do full-court press, my nigga. The battle start when your car pull up. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
that, that's what it is.
Oh, that's real. I like that shit, though. All offense. I like that shit.
Car pull up.
That's hard. I like that shit. See,
yeah,
we full-court press from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell
my
that's
why I can't be going
to the car. I'm picking at you,
my
nigga. I'm picking at you. I'm busting jokes on you.
The second you pull up. That's, see, that's what I kind of like. I like. I don't like all that chummy shit that niggas be doing at events. You know what I like? I want to get in that motherfucker. I want to feel like we about to box. Like, yeah, nigga, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I might swing one. I might slap my verse on you now. Like, that's just
man,
how I that's
don't
how
even
me, that's
care about my
myself.
Opponent when I pull up to the venue. When I pull up to the venue, I don't even give a fuck about nobody in that bitch. I'm smoking Dolo in the whip. Get away from me. Like,
man, I'm trying to kill something. I'm trying to kill. Only person I think I didn't feel like that was against my man Ice, and that's still my man. But, like, I just like that feeling of, like, combat to me is like, yeah, I don't feel go to war with you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. If we talk, we got to talk shit. We can't be cool. We can't smack fives. We can do all this shit afterwards.
The only time I had some shit like that was my third battle. Me and Homeboy couldn't even be in the same venue together because that was some real, like, inner city beef that was going on. So, like, there was nobody, like, one of us had to be in the building, one of us had to be out the building, and some real shit was finna go down.
You
man,
know what? I ain't never felt like that, dude. During the battle, before the battle, but I don't felt like that after the battle. Like, I battled Diligent, and nigga, after my battle, nigga, I wanted to fuck Diligent up. I was like, yo, nigga, what was that shit you said in your second round, nigga? Run that shit again, nigga. You feel me? Like, I bet you won't say that shit again, bro.
Get out of my face, Shrek.
What did he say? What did he say that had you like that? What was it that hit you with that nerve?
No, I'm not gonna say it, because next thing you know, a nigga say that shit in their round, and the footage ain't gonna
oh,
drop.
And then bring it back up, and it's a squabble.
Facts.
I'm
yeah,
gonna go back
yo,
and watch the round. Does your face show when he say it? I'm gonna go back
yeah,
and watch
bro.
That.
Yeah, bro, my face do show it, bro.
I'm gonna go back and like, watch just to see.
Yeah, he said some old crazy shit. I was like, yo, nigga, like, I wanted to know, like, who told you that shit, nigga? Like, for real.
When the personals come out and you don't know who snitched on you, you sitting there like, call him everybody you talked to the week before the battle. I'm going
to
all of
everybody doing the verse. He's looking at everybody behind you. Like, who? Which one of you motherfuckers? I know it's one of y'all niggas standing behind.
Look, hey, you do that K-Sign pull up, give him the AZ dead kick stare. Like, yo, what the
I'm
fuck is that
yo,
shit you told him, my nigga?
Have y'all ever seen Diligent battles, bro?
I seen one.
Never heard of him.
I seen one.
Okay, I think this nigga worked for the IRS or something, my nigga. This nigga said, my daughter, this nigga named my kids, God. And he named my kids, like, my kids' name ain't on Facebook, bro. How the fuck you know that shit?
Wow.
That's a mighty time, son.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's
nigga,
how shit get
son,
dangerous, son.
I ain't even signed birth certificates, nigga. How the fuck you know them my kids?
This nigga said I didn't even sign
them.
Wow.
You got to be
personal.
Yeah. Not even the hospital know who their father is. How the fuck do you?
Yeah, like who you know, dog? Who you been talking to, bruh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm talking. And I thought it was just me who he did it shit to. So I went to doing research on the nigga. This nigga do that shit every battle. Like every nigga he battled, he'd be like, "Yo, your grandma, you know the bitch who got hit by a bus while she was driving a train." You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga
here? Your aunt Thelma Susie made a third. Who married your grandpa? Like, come on, what do you want? How
you remember
know
when your
how
mom was in the store and left the groceries? Nah, man, see that shit's crazy.
Damn.
Who sent you? But no, that's crazy. I mean, I'm trying to think. Billigan is the nigga with the beard, right? He got the beard and the glasses from Grind Time, I think.
Yeah, definitely. He the first
sound
nigga
like
that ever battled QP. He the first nigga that battled QP. When he
I know
QP
exactly
first
who you're talking
came
about
on the scene. Yeah, QB y'all was just talking about him. And Jims did flame that nigga today, too.
Y'all told about niggas, bro.
He flamed QP?
Yeah, man. QP looked like the nigga that come up and be like, yo, I got these cheeseburgers. That's what that nigga looked like, bro.
Like the nigga, he looked like David Ruffin, like when he was high as fuck that time in the Temptations. That's what he was looking like, bro.
Well,
that's exactly what he looked like, bro.
Niggas talking about people getting flamed. Hitch, man. Spinette, he look a little crazy right now. Jay Ray is flaming Tush Turk ass and ATN. What the fuck?
Hey, bro. Hey, why I'm over here crying, laughing at that post? Like the ATN is what really got me tight. Cause she, ATN could buy a battle on Spit Day.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh,
what
shit,
is that?
That's probably why he can't buy a
battle.
They won't let you pay the $100 for your training day, partner.
Yo. He said he couldn't buy a battle, God. That's fucking
No, Jada Ray can't really be out here flaming people looking like she's been ODing on McDonald's for the last few months, though.
Man. Hey, that's what they play. That's, hey, you going to get punched in the head, nigga. That's a ball raising, nigga. Hold
I don't give a fuck about none of y'all bar raising ass motherfuckers. You got a motherfucking claim an IRS check. You got a motherfucking claim an IRS check at 21 and the fool sending his IRS checks to McDonald's so Jada Ray can OD all these. Get the fuck out of here.
You're someone that knows.
Now Jada Ray, the only person who got Burger King on fucking delivery. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yo, ooh, I'm glad the nigga Bills shed some light on that shit, bro, because I was getting ready to put the jokes to him. And then I was like, yo, that nigga came on. I was like, oh, nigga, let me fall back, because I was getting ready to flame, boy. I was like, yo, man, what you do, close down like 3 buffets? Like, that shit.
How did she forget to pay her Ghost Rider, but remember to pay Golden Corral? Like, what the fuck going on?
But oh, nah, she's a little Ghost Rider. You can tell she's a little Ghost Rider. I will say
I'm
this.
I'm fucking
she
joking.
She beat the shit out of Ash Cash.
Yo.
She did.
Hey, what
you
just say, though?
Victory. Like, she, like, the bars is down, but, like I told you, her performance is off, though. Like, how she was versus Couture, my nigga? Like, she was kind of swaggy, but this shit, like, do you know your material? Like, did you just write your shit yesterday? Like,
you do realize she just came back, though, right? Like, she's been going for a hot
minute. She had a battle with Vixen on, what that shit is, Black Ice. And she looked terrible in that one, too.
Nah, they got bars. She got bars.
She does. But
she
got delivery.
She got bars? Because I'm pretty sure she forgot her
bars.
It's
her delivery.
And
her delivery is
her delivery's a little
bars,
off.
You too nice. Beans
yeah,
are
her
bars.
Delivery's
a little off. Dandelions and shit.
She got the bars, but just like the deliveries, it takes away from the bars. So,
yo, to be honest, I've been watching these
females
battles. If they don't look fine as fuck, I really don't give a fuck what they say.
Look,
I'm just being honest.
I'm talking about. And the females cheating, my nigga, because if they want to get views, all they got to do is pull out a titty, nigga, and I'm watching, nigga.
Just one titty, exactly. One titty, and I'll give you 100,000 views myself.
Hold on, Hitch, you my nigga, I fuck with you for that. But my girl going to kill me when I say this shit, but I give 2 fucks, because she ain't here right now. So what I'm saying is,
he's a rebel without a cause around here.
Since she walked in the door and started swinging the belt and moved my ass. But what I'm saying is, it was a battle, because he said some shit that it was a battle that just came, not just came out, it was a while ago. And like, well, what the fuck, I don't remember who it was, but it's 2 chicks, and she's rapping. It was in Cali, it was the Queen of Rain in Cali. 2 chicks is rapping, and this bitch is like, she don't really put her titties out, but she like lifts her shirt up and starts rapping. I'm like, what in the fuck is this about? Like,
that's a smart bitch. She realized that's all we trying to see.
He said, that's the smart bitch.
Hey, I know the chick you talking about. I can't think of her name. And the chick was kind of cute, too. She was real dark. You know, she's
tall,
had a big-ass
chick. Yeah.
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 I was like, yo. I jumped right in her inbox, bitch. You could get it.
He said I was on it. If you sell it, I'm buying. What's up?
Uh huh. I was set up. I take the next battle with California. It could be an ass nigga. It don't even matter.
Just to see them titties. This nigga stupid.
I'm gonna come give a nigga one round of filler, nigga. I'm gonna be out there.
Hold on. I might have to put Chevy on mute for this because we got all the time. But I know he like to run his mouth. So you was down there for fucking for both of their joints. Have you seen any of their joints? The Yachty joint or the one you down there for Duke Charlie said that. Do you see the Yachty joint?
Talking about
Yachty
when you battle Trigger.
No, yeah, Yachty vs. Z. Did you see that one? Oh, Yachty was on the recent card too?
Oh yeah, Yachty battled the same day I did. He just battled Trigger this past week, and I was there when the Yachty battled Zigzag. When Zigzag said that shit about his daughter.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Oh man. Yo,
I never
shout
watched
out to
the Zig battle before that, but
then,
yeah, I wanted to watch all the
Zig
battles after I saw that shit.
Look, the thing with that is we like Yachty done did four battles, and at all four battles he's been talking about his daughter, and us in New Era told him we was like, yo, you're a battle rapper, my nigga. Every battle you keep coming out, you're talking about your daughter. What all you're doing, nigga, is giving somebody ammo to shoot at you. I said, if you keep using that as your weapon, then eventually it's going to be your weapon against you. And just this battle, Zigzag, the intelligent battle he is, he rebutted this shit, and that shit hit super fucking hard because you kept giving a nigga that weapon.
Zig said in the rebuttal, Zig, because the second round was all about Zig's daughter. And Zig started rebuttal off like, you said some shit about my daughter that whole round. So it seemed like he won't go do it. It was a rebuttal. And like you said, he was asking for that shit, but that shit was so mean.
Bro, when he said it, you see I got it the fuck out the camera, right?
You know, I'm about to go back and watch it.
Yeah, I got the fuck out the camera.
Like that boy
shot. I used to have your camera in the back and tell me, ooh, you fucking up my mans. I moved out of the camera.
Hey,
like, yo,
that
shit
was
hard.
You did that O-Ran shit versus script. The nigga started disappearing, goddamn.
The nigga started sliding back, like, ooh, fuck.
Whatever your homeboys disappeared behind you in the footage, you should know you lose it badly. When your whole squad disappear, you just need to disappear with your fucking squad. Like, wait, I ain't got no boys behind me no more. Let me just slide out of camera real quick.
Hey, but he needed that, though, man. Yachty needed that, man. It helped his growth. You know what I mean? Now he know. He needed that.
So, yeah.
He really
did. Him versus Trigger was dope?
Him versus Trigger was dope. The cat Trigger was better than we thought. It was only his second battle, you know what I mean? It was only the cat Trigger second battle. He from Nashville out of BYOB. And, yeah, he's actually dope. He give you, you know, it's crazy. You know who he remind you of? He remind you of Flacco.
What?
Yeah, he give you that Flacco feeling. Yeah, man. And that's my favorite battle rapper, man. He give you that Flacco feeling. Like, he aggressive, the way he moving, the way he, you know what I'm saying? He give you that feeling.
You know what? I ain't even gonna front, dog. The other day, I watched Flacco versus Trez, nigga. I was doing that shit he did versus XL. You fucking with Snack, now you fuck with Blow. I was doing that little dance in the house the other day, dog.
That's my favorite part of that battle, man.
The way
fuck XL
it, nigga, I did that shit.
Yeah. Flock is definitely that fucking nigga, man. I fucked with Flacco. I can't wait for his fucking PG to start hitting. Boy, when he get on the PG, he's going to start fucking the niggas up.
Man, he battled Hemi. He battled Hemi in the PG.
Yeah, I remember that.
I want to see that. He said that's
going
to hit me
all shit got physical, bro. They say that shit got physical.
Yeah. Flacco's all talking about it, man. Flacco definitely was all talking about that shit. That's what made me really want to see it. But the last time a stick that heat nigga got physical, we ain't see the battle. Jims.
Who that?
That bad news and Jims.
Jims was bad news. Yeah. That shit ain't dropped. And that got physical. Y'all need to
and that's crazy. That's crazy. That's how spit that heat is. Like, every battle look like a nigga about to fight. If a nigga don't look like they about to fight, the crowd ain't interested.
The battle trash.
Like, every battle, like from this past event, you gonna see, man. Whenever they drop that shit, dude, you'll be like, damn, these niggas look like they about to motherfucking fight.
Fucking Magic and Trez was lit.
Speaking of that, B-Magic grabbed his own shirt.
Did you see
that? That shit had me dying when he grabbed his collar. I was like, hell no.
Magic looked at the camera and grabbed that bitch. That shit had me hurting. Boy, that nigga looked at the camera and grabbed his own shit. And nigga, I'm flaming. Fuck it. He's like, I'm flaming. He's like, fuck it. He was wearing a muscle shirt and still grabbed the collar. Nigga grabbed the collar. Nigga found a way to grab the collar on the tank top. Well, ain't no collar on the tank top.
I was crying, son.
Yo, I was looking at that nigga crazy as hell. I was like, yo, this nigga
beat new shirts.
This nigga beat Magic said a bar so hard he grabbed his own shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, but see, that's why I ain't gonna, that's why I kind of love spit that he, like, y'all niggas catch everything. Like, y'all catch every little thing that other niggas don't catch. Because,
did you
versus Ty Law was hard.
Did you hear the nigga say, I swear to God, you done met your match. Thank Kristen Mingle. Oh,
Deuce was spitting that shit. That's Florida right there. Florida be the new wave of Florida finna show up. Y'all gonna see. Y'all gonna see.
I couldn't believe he said that shit, man. I was like, what the nigga said?
Bro, there's Florida rappers saying shit like that all the time. There's nobody paying attention.
Deuce is nasty, man.
Deuce is nice.
I fuck
Deuce probably ain't even like
I
a top five guy in Florida, though. That's
conceded.
The crazy part. Like,
I had to remember Deuce
part.
Battle
like,
conceded, yo. I had to remember
Deuce
that. I forgot
conceded,
he battled conceded.
He battled AR. He battled automatic rate. Like, and the worst part is, like I said, Deuce probably ain't even a top five tank cat in Florida. Like, that's the crazy part.
Yeah. Hey, hit, by the way, nigga, you owe me 50 cents for that meme, my nigga. That's mine.
Which one, bro? Which one?
The one with Blow talking to Dot. Blow sipping the cup talking to Dot. Yeah, that's, you owe me 50 cents, bro. That's
oh, shit. Oh, that's
good. You sent me the other day, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you owe me two, Fats. You owe me two.
Fuck
that's
you.
That's reason off of you.
Suck my dick, sucker. Neighborhood.
Suck neighborhood. You owe me two, nigga. But, oh, man. Fuck, but hits, man, look. As far as Quest for Cody go, my nigga, like, I ain't gonna ask you your game plan, because I hate when niggas ask battle rappers that shit, because, I mean, we can't give that away. That's something we can't. We can't give, you know what I'm saying, the game plan away, because then that shit gives me butter. So what I'm going to ask you is, are you going to take him, like, dumb serious because he is Quest McCody and you've seen his past work? Or are you just going to be like, you going to give him, you know, one round of some, let me know the truth. That's all I want to know.
Man, I'm taking this like I'm battling Lux, bro. Like this, so far he'll be the biggest name I've had, man. I'm up and coming, you know what I mean? Like, not that many people know me, but my name getting out there because I'm a cool dude. So I'm being known more. But after I bag this nigga, I'm gonna be known, man. Like this is the worst possible shot he could have ever gave anyone, because I'm not playing with him. I'm not playing with him at all. I'm watching every battle he ever had. Every battle from first to his last battle. Like, the shit 5 minutes, I'm coming in there with 10 minutes round. Blow going to have to stop me. And then we going to argue about that shit.
You know, in the middle of
trying
to
stop
me. In the middle of you stopping me, they will keep going. Fuck you.
Word, like I'm talking about, I'm gonna have an extra round for him outside if you really want to get it popping. Hey, what's up, bro? I ain't done.
Let's finish this up.
That's when you just make sure your shit's so fire that they so busy reacting they can't time you.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, bro.
Y'all gonna say,
bro, I'm gonna make you take your
shit so
drink.
Hot they too busy reacting to time your ass.
I definitely have seen that when niggas is going so hard, ass. Niggas are like, fuck it. I've definitely seen that before.
Yeah,
how it should be.
Love will snap the collar off your ass.
Hey, he,
he,
might,
say,
he, might, He might do, but I'm six foot four. I'm gonna snatch his collar back.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. He said be the first motherfucker to catch blow back up.
Yeah.
I'm a blow, man. Get up off me, nigga.
Blow need to hand out like man, fit that heat
you know,
t-shirt
blow,
to give
you know, blow little as shit.
Battle.
Niggas don't know that. Blow little as hell, man. That nigga like 5'5", man.
Hey, that nigga boxing, though, nigga. I don't know if y'all niggas been seeing the little videos he be putting up. And nigga Blow got him. He get it in. Blow, he just the meanest 30 piece from Killer Instinct you never seen coming in Holla Ultra. Is he a rookie?
Hey,
you're
going to get clean in that thing, though.
Hey, chill, nigga. She said he gonna get clean that way. Hey, look, you gonna make Blow fine clean and fuck him up.
Stop being dirty, nigga.
You a dirty nigga. Watch, you're gonna have fucking Blow in the next Mortal Kombat game. He gonna be a downloadable character. Keep that shit up.
If I don't see this shit on the next Street Fighter, I ain't buying that shit.
Facts, yo. Y'all need to take Bullrog out and put Blow in. Simple as that. Take out Bullrog and replace Blow. That's all I'm saying.
Blow need to be the character on the bottom right corner.
Hey, that nigga whoop your,
like,
that nigga whoop your ass
unlocked.
At the end and it come up. They ain't gotta like it.
It was exact cook food. That motherfucker be like, cook food and charge up and hit you with the meanest super combo. Cook food, nigga. Let's go, kid. 30 hit combo. You out.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker fatality, he gonna rip the collar off someone's shirt and decapitate and shit.
Exactly. Hey, exactly.
Oh, shit. Hey,
boy, shoot at him. I got you, God.
Yo.
Cook food, King.
Y'all remember when Sniper battle Ace Jab, and that nigga Blow got in front of his face? He said, nigga, say another hard bar like that. I'm going to get off in your shit.
All these memes going around, nigga. All these memes going around. They different ones, but tell me why Blow got a different drink in his cup every meme, nigga. What's that about? What's that about?
Yo, I don't know what's up with that nigga. Like that Saturday, that nigga didn't drink shit. He was sober as hell. Then the next day, I was like, yo, nigga, how many ballers you got, nigga? Because I ain't no bar in here. Like, when you
nigga,
can't
he coming out with cups?
Look, that
nigga was coming out with
shots. He had a personal baller. He was cuffing that bit. We ain't know where it was.
He had to be, boy. He was hitting. It wasn't like he was taking. He was hitting that cup, nigga. He getting gas on the trash, nigga. Like, here, sit this.
I was like, he getting gas on it too.
You're like,
get that water.
That nigga handed, he fought. Nigga, how you peer pressure a nigga to drink mid-battle? Nigga said, hit this, nigga. And Trez, look. I ain't gonna front. Trez was like a fresh female. He like, he ain't want to do it. But he's like, shit, this your ass.
No. I don't know you roofie my shit. I got to get this third off.
You said, why since you asked me, nigga? I mean, shit.
Oh, shit. No chill,
son. He didn't even know what was in the cup, man. He was sitting here.
That's why he didn't want. He didn't know what was in it. And he was just like, I don't know, nigga. He was like, man, get this shit, God. Then he thought,
nigga,
he thought about.
City knocked the fuck out, I'm getting your ass, bro.
He thought about all them boxing videos, all them kids replayed in his head. He said, no, I'm going to hit this shit, bro.
It's all he got, Devo.
No, I'm going to hit this shit, bro. Don't worry about it. I got it.
That
cool.
Nigga didn't want no static.
With a dead ass, man. Like, y'all niggas catch everything. Like, that Trez and B-Magic shit, like, I don't know. Now, I ain't gonna front. Some of that shit might be gas. And that's why I mean, it might be gas because some of them lines was just like lines and niggas was going crazy. And I was like, damn, let the man get to the bar. But for the most part, y'all niggas do catch everything.
Yo,
every little
man, I love watching Spit That Heat battles. But as a battler, I don't know if I ever want to battle on Spit That Heat. Yo, like, my wardrobe ain't that big. Like, I only got 3-4 nice shirts.
Stretch your collar out.
One of them. Like, my collar will be stretched out. They will knock my skinny country ass out after one of my haymakers. Like, Blow will be like, hey, I'm going to be like, nah, like, see, man, cause that might be too much for a battle for me. I'll be like, you know what, just let me spit my bars in the parking lot.
Yo, Chevy.
What's poppin'?
Yo, you don't remember, you white, homie?
Yeah, I'm white, homie.
Hey, yo, we just had a guy named Matt Tisdale. He did his debut there. And
Tisdale, I've heard of him somewhere, I think.
I heard of him.
He went the fuck off. He caught a body, my nigga, 30-0.
Oh.
And he shot the shit out of us because, you know, he was a white guy. He came there, you know, he got the tattoos. He looked like a biker and shit. And, you know, he got the things in his ear, you know, where they be stretching their earlobe and shit. So he's like,
I ain't that white boy, homie. I ain't that white boy. Nah, son.
He's but I'm to me. Saying, his
dude,
Chevy's
like a broke Eminem, bro. That's what he looked like, dog.
But I'm saying, Matt Tisdale, bro. Like, I'm a fan of the dude now. Like, I'm looking for dude battles now. Like, he's hot. Like, salute to
him. Yeah, man. I've heard of him, you know, like, I'm telling you, it's weird, like, I battled in some hood places like Miami and my fucking county, but, like, everybody always get a shock once they hear a white boy spit some shit. Like, it changes their opinion a little bit. It makes them, like, sit back, like, oh, did white boy just spit one of the sickest gun bars I ever heard? Yeah, he did. Hold up. And be like, rewind this shit. Like, I got
word.
A gun bar that made the whole crowd, like, whoa, he ain't just say that shit, did he? Like, let me like, put that shit on pause and shit. Like, this shit crazy, son. I love getting reactions.
Snow is y'all champion.
He said Snow? Hey, hold on. Why? Hold on, man. I'm about to we about to scrap, nigga. I'm about to roast
Snow is not my champion. I will 3-0 body bag, Snow. I will crack
Snow. Hold on, see, I knew you was going to do that shit. Listen,
before
y'all niggas get to talking
right
stupid,
I'm
going to tell y'all something about that nigga Snow. I'm going to tell y'all niggas something about that nigga Snow, man. Listen. Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all niggas something about that nigga Snow, man. Why is it a nigga just seen Snow versus Top and think everybody going to do that? Why nigga think niggas is going real deal by nigga Snow? Why? Why do niggas think that? Somebody explain me why.
Look. Snow.
I don't know those three white boys outside of, like, fucking Chevy and Snow. All the rest of them are grind time ass niggas.
Snow.
I'm white.
My name was Snow.
Y'all just got the game fucked up.
Snow is like. He was, I'll say that. He was a breath of fresh air, my nigga. Like, Snow was needed, just like that was needed. That nigga, Determination Over Trust, he was needed, low-key, man. The game needed something different.
I never needed no Die or no Snow in my cycle, bro. Not one day.
Yeah, Die is done. That nigga got exposed for taking Buddy, pulling the Prez Mafia on niggas.
He what?
Buddy wanted to fade.
He stole bars? What did you say?
No, like he said he was gonna do a battle or something like that, and he never showed up. And then dude, buddy, was trying
that's
to kill
QP,
like,
nigga. That's Prez Mafia.
You know, I don't know who that is. That's gonna be me in the future. If you send me a battle and you send me my money and try to do some snake shit on my battle, like, I'm not gonna show up. Like, if you send me my money, you better make sure everything go properly. Like, don't fuck around.
Oh no, man.
I'm with you on that one, homie. Like, nigga, forget my money, nigga. Like. When he gonna speak on that shit? Just know, ain't nobody rapping, dog.
Ain't no event. I'm supposed to have my money, and I show up, and I ain't got no money. Well, guess what? Ain't nobody rapping, son.
I'm getting my money. I'm taking the cameraman.
I'm taking the camera for porn. Like, you giving me my money?
Yo, it's stupid. So, what y'all think about the Prez Mafia shit, dog? Like, as far as the nigga stealing his man.
We ain't gonna mention that shit. No. Like, no. Just no, bruh. No support.
So,
literally none. Don't talk about that Steven ass junk. Get the
as far
ball,
as
bruh,
people,
don't.
Like, he's coming back. So it's like, this nigga, is it gonna be easy for people to let him come back and just. Let the man spit, or is it always going to be looked at like, no, you probably stealing that too.
I hope
you stealing
that
verse
too. I hope the
fans
boo him every word, bruh. I hope every time he go woosaw, the fans throw ice at homie.
Like, hey, I don't think it's right that they letting him back. Like, Dog, you blatantly. I can understand if you, you know what I'm saying, you say another bar that a nigga said or some shit. Nigga, you quoted niggas' whole verse. Like, nah, that shit is totally disrespectful. For niggas like us who battle rap and real battle rap fans and put in time to take the time and write, it's a slap in our face and it's disrespectful. And for that, I'd never follow that nigga. And he ain't a real nigga in our book because he really disgraced all of us and said, what we doing, anybody could do. I could show you by stealing another nigga shit and coming here and doing it. That shit ain't right. That shit foul, my
yeah.
nigga. That's like you punching in... That's like you going to work and another nigga get the check for it. Fuck that, nigga. You ain't put in for this.
Ah, facts. But see, this whole stealing thing, that shit ain't new. Like, you do realize niggas, like, I ain't saying it's cool. Don't get that twisted. I'm not saying it's cool,
nah.
But it's kind of like it makes you suspect of a lot of niggas, dog. Like, you remember niggas was stealing the whole Big Cannon, Big K shit? Like, I'm finna battle a nigga named HD. And this nigga took the whole, you get beat with the handle like an 8-hour cross. That shit was a Big K challenge, bro. But that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is, it's like niggas made the stealing thing popular, and that's fucking awkward because everybody's doing it now. Like, mad people, it make you suspect the mad battlers. Like, you hear the
true, but then, and then on the, I play devil's advocate, like, on the same tip, though. Like, they, like, anybody who battled DNA, everybody say that Clips Right his shit. So if he actually came out and said Clips Right my shit, what? Like, I've been saying this shit for years anyway. Now you got confirmation. Like, what difference is it going to
make? Well, because everybody knows everybody talk. Listen, everything everybody's saying battle rap, guess what? It's fake. 99.9% of the time, it's fake what your opponents say about you. So no one pays it no mind. If you would actually, DNA would actually come out and say that Clips wrote all his shit, I promise you, battle rap fans would be throwing apples at DNA as he walk out of his house.
They throw apples at that nigga anyway, damn near. So, like...
They should, bro, but they should, like... But any battle rapper who face Prez Mafia from here on out, if you don't 3-0 Prez Mafia, please retire. Because you ain't needed around this motherfucker.
Well, hold on, just
retire.
Well, hold on. Before you go in on Prez now, before you go in on him, do you think anything that he said was his? I'm not gonna say he stole every
care.
Single thing.
I don't
but
care.
I'm saying
he,
as far as
he could have rolled some.
He was saying
like
some shit sometimes. He was saying
yeah,
some
he
shit
saying
sometimes,
some
bro.
And hey, guess what, Mr.
Now,
Hide My Bars need to go hide in a corner and never rap.
Go hide himself. Go hide
yeah,
my bars.
Like,
go hide
I ain't
myself.
Don't come down here to Florida. Don't come down here to a Duval event. Them Duval boys
nigga.
Gonna fucking kill you, bro. Them Duval boys gonna fucking boo you from the second you walk into the venue to the second you get on stage. They ain't even gonna let
hey.
You rap, bro.
Chevy, y'all got a nigga down there named Jay Wright, dog. Y'all got to quit letting him battle,
too.
That nigga's
bro.
Ass.
I've been, Jay Wright is from my county. I am on the Don't Let Jay Wright Rap No More bandwagon. Like, I literally called to him in person. I was like, listen, bro, I've been at the same event with this dude. I was like, you cannot rap before me because you're going to piss the fans off. You have to rap after me, dog. If I'm the main event, you have to go on last because you cannot be battling at the same event as me, dog. You just can't do it. Nah,
his name
bro.
Is Jay, right?
Y'all should
maybe look him up.
He is Jay Garbage, bro. He does this shit, this little connector shit. I want to punch him in the throat, son.
How
like,
do you, how do you spell
bro,
his name,
my
nigga?
Garbage,
how do you spell
Garbage.
Gotcha.
I spell it
how
by
you
garbage,
him,
you know.
He said just put garbage on YouTube and you first see it pop up.
Just put garbage.
Yeah, I heard
you about
him. He tried. He got a. He had paid for a training day on Spit That Heat, and he was the. He had the night I battled Water Black. He had battled Kasun, and dog. He said the worst bar ever on Spit That Heat that niggas laugh about it to today, bro. And it was over a year ago. He said, Blow, how many fans you got in Florida? And Blow was like a lot, King. He said, well, next time it better be like a mosquito coming from Florida. Nigga, you better fly
oh,
me out.
That
dude
with the
was
hat
like,
and the dreads,
bruh.
Him?
Yes, the
yeah.
dude with the hat and the dreads. Yes, bro.
Oh man.
I hate the
I
fact
exactly
that this up. Motherfucker from my state. I wish I could ship him to Alaska. I would pay for his travel to Alaska if he promised to stay there.
Damn.
That shit was ass, boy.
Bro, I would give him my whole income tax check to rent him an apartment in Alaska just for him to stay there and never say he's from Florida again.
That's...
Well, damn.
That blow, you
it won't
fly
take
me
Florida
out.
Years
I
to recover
shit.
From that.
I remember
you better
that
fly
shit
me
now.
Out.
Now that you say that. You better fly me out. What? Who let you come up here with that shit?
I can imagine blow face.
No, but his, I got to say, why'd y'all let him keep rapping, dog? Why couldn't y'all have stopped him for the rest of us Florida cats and just been like, get off the rooftop and toss, homeboy?
we wanted to see where the shit was going, bro. Like, we was like, okay, this nigga can't be serious.
Maybe
I just
set off our hard punch. That's what it was.
Yeah, hard punch in the face, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Like I said, I wish somebody like Hits would have just got up in that boy's face like he did. Homeboy, just know you were done rapping. Period. Off camera.
Hey, Hits, man, we got like three minutes left in the show, my nigga. Go ahead and do your shout outs, do your promo, my man.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all having your boy on, man. Shout out to Wolfpack, man, and the Radio Ho movement. It's New Era, Spit That Heat. Love y'all, man. Everybody, y'all keep your eye on Spit That Heat. New Era, Kush Cut, Kush Kurt, Gorilla G, Chevy. I appreciate you fucking with your boy, man. New nigga
all
coming
day.
Up, man.
Hey, y'all niggas got to add me back in. Some
all
nigga
day.
Booted me out that day.
Nah, shut the fuck up. Don't nobody really care about you, Mac. Now let me get my shout outs out.
Hey, click.
It's your boy.
I can add you, bro.
That's right. Hits the ad, man. Hits probably kicked you out for that dumb shit.
It probably was. I made a post about Drake earlier.
It probably was, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
Gave you the fucking boot for that dummy shit. You know how they do, niggas.
I ain't gonna front.
My battles is all right. I be scared to post them shit. They be kicking niggas out for posting battles they don't like in that bitch.
Bro, they kicked me out of that bitch four times
for
posting my battles. Trez keeps sneaking me in on the low, though. Trez, like, you the homie, get up back in here.
I'm Hits, bro. Hey. They ever kick you out, bro, this inbox, man, I'll put you back in.
I'm going to say Hits. Look, you about to make me, I'm about to holler at you right now. Look, listen, hey, bro, look, it's Beans, my nigga. Look, it's Beans. Nick Beans battle. When you see me post some shit, do you have to watch out?
Every time I post my battle and Spit That Heat, I'm tagging him. Like, Hits and Twitter said not to kick me out. I'm allowed to post once a month.
Hits said I'm okay. Hits said I'm good. That's my hood pass.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm gonna plug my
good,
battle with Jordan and that shit
can
kick the fuck out again.
So look, hit, look out for, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm about to plug my shit, so you hear it, nigga. Make sure you look out for that shit. Look, Ice versus Beans is out. You know what I'm saying? Ice the Rapper versus Beans. MI versus Beans. Beans versus Turnkey Lou. I got a joint coming up July for, that's a three-way. Beans versus Turnkey won't be strong. But shout out to all my ball racing niggas. Shout out to all my Wolfpack niggas. Dead ass. Appreciate Hits for calling up, man. You gonna leave my man Zig alone? Cause I'm coming down to the next event too, nigga. So
let me get my shit out. I gotta get this out. It's your boy Buckshot Chevy. Follow me at Buckshot Chevy on Instagram and Twitter. Check my workout. Chevy versus Top Billion. Chevy versus Mike Spliff. You already know how I do, Mr. Talk That Shit, Alpha Wave. You'll catch me in the building in Miami, August 22nd, MCM. Shout out to the Wolfpack, fuck Bar Razors. What up, Hits?
Damn,
I
fuck
man,
this fucking crowd.
Spit That Heat. Bar
so,
Razors,
we cutting
my
that
chick.
Out.
Oh,
we cutting
y'all,
that out. We cutting that out. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, fuck with us. Fuck wrong with this nigga, man. Fuck you think going on here? Appreciate the love, man.
All right.
Fuck wrong with it.
Well, okay, yeah, whoop back up. Whoop the fuck up.
Shout out to New Era, yo.
I wish I was a boring dentist who had a boring life and boring friends, but I don't. I'm not. I'm actually part of this weird